What's up, everyone? I'm so glad that you're here. And we are in our Systems of Dominion series. This series is geared to empower you to live a life of dominion. In 2026, our theme is the Dominion of the Saints. And we want to pull from the Word of God the weapons that will empower us to live a life of dominion, that we will live overcoming life, victorious lives. So as we go into today's sermon, pay attention and receive the power to walk in dominion.
Oh, we're so blessed. Isn't God a good God? Come on, let me see who loved the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mighty God. Who's thinking about your food at home? Nobody. Jesus said, I have food that you do not know of. Amen? And you know there's the spiritual bread is more important than the physical bread. Amen? Spiritual bread is more important than physical bread. As I was coming to church, I was thinking how we get used to the cold. Anybody got used to the cold by now? Yeah, it's like you get used to it. So even if it's like 4 degrees, it just doesn't bother you. Because what else can you do? When I saw this man came to church, I'm like, this man came from a warm place. Why is he coming to church in this weather? But it's like you just got to do what you got to do. Amen? You just got to do what you got to do. You can't let it bother you. These are all things that come to not only test your faithfulness to God, but your faithfulness to what you have to do. We can't say, oh, because of the cold, we're not going to work. You know what's going to happen? You'll be counted unworthy for a promotion. You'll be counted unworthy. So renew our minds. Let all these things are just trivial things. And more so when it comes to the house of God. Amen? When it comes to the house of God, let nothing faze us. Now, last week was extraordinary. And we're still walking in what fell a whole week ago. I thought of that today. I'm like, this is a strange season we're in. I've never seen snow last so long. At the back of my house, the snow is still pearly white. Beautiful. As if it just fell last night. Normally, you see the grass by now, it's starting to melt. No, it's still there. And, you know, in Guyana, we have this saying, you didn't come for gun, you come for stand. This one came to stand. No, come for gun. Right? But yeah, but you know what? It's all things. What will we do? What will we do? The Bible says in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. And you know, snow is nothing. Can I tell you snow is nothing? Think about the pioneers. The people that pioneer cities. Say that again. The people that build the railroads. The people that go and develop towns. You know, you got to fight animals for their territory. It's jungle. Before people show up, it's jungle. So you got to go fight snakes. You got to go fight alligators. You got to go fight whatever lives in the mountains because you want the territory. It's the same way the Bible says we must take it by what? Force. You got to have a frontier spirit. You got to have a frontier spirit to be strong. Didn't the Bible say to Joshua, he said, Joshua, you're going over the Jordan. You're going for the land. Joshua 1:6. Give me Joshua 1:6. We're going to open up there. I'm going to show you what God wants us. If we're going to have dominion, we got to be strong. If we're going to have dominion, look what it says. Read together. Let's go. Oh, come on. Read it strong. Okay. Just read the first two words. Be what? Two words. Two words. Be is a word. Be. Be strong is a position. Be strong. It's a mindset that you must have. It's a mindset that is required to take territory. In order for you to get what God has for you, you must be strong. You got to be strong, man. We cannot be weak. Why? 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. God has not given you a timid. He has given you a humble spirit, but not a timid spirit. There's a difference. Churchill put it this way. He said, walk softly but carry a big stick. You can be humble but dangerous. I'm not saying you're being wicked. You understand me? You can move. You meet some people. Like there's a comedian. I was watching this week. But guess what? The comedian is actually a heart surgeon. Okay. The comedian is a heart surgeon. But when you hear him talk and he's giving all these jokes and he's saying all these silly things, you could never think he's a comedian. He is a heart surgeon. Yeah, that's what I mean now. So he's not out saying, oh, I'm a doctor, call me doctor. Doctor, man, doctor. No. But he's doing what he's doing. He's walking in his calling and he is strong. But behind him, there are many lives that he saved. He has a track record of having an impact, being an agent of change. Imagine you go to the doctor and they say, oh, there's no heart doctor here today. And you just had a heart attack. You don't want an orthopedic doctor to work on your heart now. As great as they are, we don't want them messing with the heart. That's what happens to the church. You're in crisis and you go to the wrong place. You're in mental crisis and you're trying the wrong things. You have a broken spirit, but you refuse to come to the river of healing. For I know in whom I have believed in. But the next part is what's important. Are we persuaded that God is able? Do you believe that God has what it takes to fix your situation? For I know in whom I have believed in. They that know their God, what's going to happen? They're going to be strong. So the strength that God was talking to Joshua from, it was a strength that comes from his relationship with God. Be strong. The church has to be a strong people. The church has to be a strong people. Not fazed by situations. Not fears by circumstances. Not fears by even sickness. Not fears by confusion. When you turn on the news, you see chaos. You see chaos. What do? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. What am I going to do? Be strong. What you gonna do? He said, Joshua, you know why you gotta be strong? There's giants on the other side. There are giants. We don't want giants. We want gifts and presents. We want it easy. We want sponge cake and fruit cake. Nice and soft and delicious. But who knows? The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. If there was not a reason to be strong, there is no need for a weapon. The fact that you can carry a weapon requires a level of strength, stability, and confidence. Many times, it's timid officers that shoot people. Because they're scared. They have the weapon, but they're scared. Only be strong. Now, he said, be strong. Let's go back to the verse. Be courageous. Oh, my God. Be strong and courageous, Joshua 1. Be strong and of what? Good courage. Or be courageous. For to this people you shall divide an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers. To what? Give them. Next. 7. Now watch here. He goes back to him again. Tells him again. Only now. That's the only thing. In this last days that we live, the mindset we gotta have is one of stability. We have to be stable. That's why the Bible said be rooted, grounded, and settled in the faith. Because many things will present itself to shift you and shake you. Political winds are gonna blow to shake you. Economic winds. I'm gonna blow. I put some money in a thing and the thing went up real good. And then Friday the Lord told me sell it. And I did not sell it. That thing dipped so bad when I look, I end up in a deep hole. But that doesn't shift me. That doesn't shake me. My trust is not in that thing. Hello? That's not where my trust is. My trust is in the Lord. My God shall supply what? All my needs according to whose riches? His riches in glory, not the riches in the earth. So all God has to do is move on somebody's heart and say, hey, call Sam and give him what he needs. Didn't he call the raven and send it to Elijah? Yes. Are you with me? Yes. He said, and the child Jesus increased with favor with God and with who? Man. If I should worry about that, all my gray hair turned more gray. I mean my black hair turned gray. You understand? You look like you're getting some gray to Stephen. Only be strong. Church, if it's one thing I want you to be today, is be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. How do you get this strength? How will you get this strength? It's by spending time with the Lord. Time spent with God. That is what gives you the strength that is required. You spend time in the Word. You spend time in prayer. You spend time in fellowship. You spend time eaten with some Christians? Hello? You don't think so? Acts 2:42. They continued what? Daily, from house to house, breaking bread, eating their bread with gladness and singleness of heart. Day to day. Day to day. If we do that, our lives will be so much better. We spend so much time with the ungodly. You go to work with devils. You're on the bus with devils. In the train with devils. Some sleep with devils. I didn't say that. My sister said it. It's very true. You better believe it's true. Oh, you think a lot of people pick up demons? They go have sex with devils. And you tie your destiny to the enemy. Young men, when you see the prostitute on the street, run for your life. It's a deep ditch. You can't come out. They always deck themselves up nice. You get the dirty ones then, but that's the work of the enemy. It's not God's plan for nobody. Hold on. It's not only young men. Girls. When you see the seducing men. And the shame is a lot of them are older. And they choose to prey on the young girls. You see the Epstein list came out? They dropped 30 million documents or something, or 3 million documents Friday. And the names that are mentioned, Lord have mercy. It's people many of us looked up to. The Bible says, when riches increase, do not set your heart on it. It says, when the wicked prosper, don't envy them. A lot of times we spend our time wanting to be like the ungodly. Because they are who the world promotes and the world lifts up. And we spend our time, we're like, man, I wish I could be rich like this one. I wish I could go on vacation like this one. I wish I could have an outfit like this one. But the Bible says you're going to go looking for them, you won't find them no more. The scripture said, oh, how the mighty have fallen. And in the age we live, the wicked still gets propped up. Because wickedness is so normalized that the wicked is propped up. And it's nasty. Let me tell you, it's nasty. Children are involved. Children. You see, what we need to do is read books. Read books of these things. Of how empires are built and systems are built. And you get a behind the scene view of a lot of the wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places and blackmail operations that take place in this world. So that they trap you and they say, if you ever do anything, we're going to expose you. Let me tell you, thank God for Jesus, your sins are covered. And anybody that finds your sin in your face, say, go tell the world. Hello? Go tell the world. You may have made a mistake in the past. Go tell the world. They're not going to go tell the world. They're just trying to hold you back and hold you hostage and tie you down and get you to live in fear of them so that you can do what they want you to do. But somebody say, only be strong. And of good courage. The Bible says, trust in the Lord. With all your heart. Lean not on your own. Your own understanding may tell you to fear them. But you say, Lord, what is it you're saying to me in this season? What is your direction to me now? I want your direction. if we're going to have dominion, if you're going to walk in what God has already purposed and destined for you, it's going to require strength. Strength. Young people, don't wait till you get old to get strong. Get strong now. So you can make good decisions today. So you don't have to look back and say, oh, I've wasted time. I've wasted my years. I give my best days to addiction. Oh, the people say, live it up, live it up. You know what live it up pretty much mean? Destroy yourself. Yeah. A lot of people live it up and they end up down real fast. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians chapter 6. Be strong in the who? Lord. Where do you get your strength from? Thank God for the people we know. Thank God for the people He's put around me. But if you don't know the Lord for yourself, you're in trouble. Thank God for this nice church that has blessed us with. But if all the people that come here don't know Jesus, we're in trouble. If nobody's growing from grace to grace, nobody's taking another step with God, nobody's purposing in their heart to find out what God has for them, we're in trouble. If when you leave here, you don't even have a Bible. You don't have a Bible. Let me see who brought their Bible to church. Lift your Bible. This whole section, come to church without a Bible. Change it. At least on this side, they have a few. When you come to the house of God, grab your Bible. One way people, new people turn Christian, they walk with their Bible. Back in the days, they come from the dance the night before, but Sunday they pick up the Bible and they walk to church. Listen, there's a hope for them. Yeah, there's hope. One day things will change. Keep going to the house of God. You're going to have an encounter with the Lord. And then you're going to say, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The place I used to go, I go them no more. The things, you used to be one of those people. Yes. Look, three, put, give four, give the Lord five. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. But where better to go than to church? So if currently you go to the club, keep coming to church. Because I want you to come to church. I don't want you to only go to the club. Go to the club and come to church. Your salvation depends on you. The Bible says, let every man work on their own salvation with fear and trembling. Why I say that is there's a likelihood that you will encounter Jesus here. Are you with me, church? Get your Bible. Get your word. Mark your word. How are you going to be strong? Mark your word. So when you open your Bible, everybody knows their own Bible. When I want to find certain things, I just go in my Bible. I don't even know the text, but I know what area in my being, and then my eye will land on it. It's my Bible. Get your Bible. Let it become familiar with it. How are you going to be strong? You got to have the word of God. Here, if you come in the church next Sunday without your Bible, go back home and pick it up. Set a reminder in your phone. Saturday night, get your Bible. Back in the days, you used to have songbook. Let me tell you this. The man that started the Redeemer Church in Nigeria, there's only two things he could have read. He didn't know to read or write. Only two things he can read, Sister Maxine. If you write him a letter, he cannot read it. He can read the Bible, and he can sing the songbook. That's it. And the Redeemer Church is one of the largest churches in the world. There's a place called Redeemer City. 2 million people could fit there one time when they have church. Million. They pick up offering with big barrels. Take them 10 days to count it. Started with a man that could not read or write. But when he picked up the Bible, the Lord taught him to read the word. You want to do extraordinary things? Get the word. Get the word. Get the word. You want to walk with joy? Read the word. You want to walk in dominion? Read the word. You want to get rid of that sour face? Read the word. You want to get rid of hopelessness? Read the word. And maybe some of us need a songbook. You could go a step further and buy yourself a hymnal and learn some hymns. So you can sing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow. Yes, get it. Or go Google it and learn to sing it. There are ABCs in the church. There are ABCs. You got to read the word. You got to pray. You got to praise God. The Bible said, let everything that have breath. What? Let everything. Do you have breath?
Yes.
Do you have breath?
Yes.
Do you have breath?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Can you say amen? Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Imagine you lose your voice, you're going to come for me to pray.
Yeah.
The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Don't wait till you lose your ear. Hear now. So take that same scripture and put it, he that hath a voice, let him shout.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I feel like to touch Pastor Don and say, calm down a little behind me, no man. But what, she used her voice to glorify God. And I can't get in her way with a woman that want to praise God. You understand me? Too long the church has got in the way of people praising God. Till now, when you praise God, you're strange. So weird. And they say, oh, they're kooks. And they're kooky. You know? You hang out in certain church circles, and make you feel like you have demons. But you're just excited for the Lord. He has done so much for me. I can't just but praise him. I can't just glorify him. I can only magnify him. I got to dance. I got to shout. I got to make some noise. You know, we're commanded to be drunk. We're commanded to be drunk. Oh, you could cut this clip and say that I talk about. Yes, I did say that. You are commanded to be drunk in the spirit. It said, be not drunk with wine, but be what? Filled. You ever seen somebody filled with alcohol or they behave? They're happy as ever. Everything changed. Yesterday I went to my barber and I know he drank. Okay, he's a quiet guy. But I went and he was so loud. He's talking loud. I said, whoa, I'm getting a good haircut today. He excited. Not true, Brother George. Excited. I remember when I was growing up, there were bars in the neighborhood. And, you know, everything is open in the Caribbean, right? In the country. When the guys drink, they start to sing. And they beat the table. And they sing, man. And they're like a whole street away, and we can hear them sing. What about church people? Oh, my sins are forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven. Praise the Lord. No, man. We should be excited. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. Be strong. Let me tell you, church, be strong in the way you praise God. And be confident. When somebody says, you don't have to make so much noise, say, hey, what you mean? No noise. The Bible said, make a joyful noise. You have a hard noise? Will you expect me to make noise like hallelujah? Praise the Lord. That's a whisper. Josie, the word said what? Make a joyful what?
Noise.
Noise. Be strong in who you are as a child of God. Be strong in what you believe about God. You believe that God is a healer? Don't let nobody tell you God is not a healer. You believe that God could fill you with the Spirit and make you speak with new tongue? Don't let nobody tell you it's not so. Be what? Strong. Be rooted. Be grounded. Be settled in your faith. Not tossed to and fro. Settle. Let somebody be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. You are saved. Be strong in your salvation. No, they tell you, you don't have to tell people about Jesus. Be strong. That Jesus said, go into all the world and preach. Be strong in your preaching. Be confident because you're obeying God. The apostle said, "We in Acts chapter 4, we rather obey God than man. Who are we going to obey? God. But Peter 5:29, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey who? We ought to obey God. Rather than men. Too often we want to be men pleasers. Oh my God. We want to please everybody. Oh, we use scripture like, oh, Paul said, I'm all things to all men. But did we ever see Paul do anything contrary to God? Be strong in whom you've believed in. Be strong in what you've believed in. Be strong in your telling. Be strong in your love. Be strong in your peace. Don't let your peace be shifty because Jesus said, my peace I give to you. It's a permanent peace, not like the world. The world have shaky peace. But can I tell you, we have all. They have a peace, we have all. All. We have the fullness of God living on the inside of us. All things that pertain to life and godliness has been given. Amen? So I want to tell you to tell somebody, be strong. Look at your neighbor. Look them in the eye. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Wake up, sleeper. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Whose strength are we standing in? God's might. God's potential. God's ability. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, the best thing you can do with your faith is use your faith to receive Jesus in your heart. That's the number one. If you're here today or you're watching online and you have not put your confidence in the Lord, can we fix that today? The Bible says, with the heart man believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you're here and you have not given your heart to the Lord, I want to pray with you quickly. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. Thank you, Lord. Or maybe you've walked with the Lord, but you've done it your way, and you have not live the surrendered life, and you want to recommit your heart to the Lord today. God is faithful and just. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, But whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh Spirit of God, we ask for strength to obey your word and to surrender to you.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm so glad that you stuck around to this point. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to Faith Church. We want you to come and be a part of what God is doing, this move of God that is happening here in the Bronx, New York area. Personal invitation to you. Wherever you're from, you are welcome. All are welcome to come and experience the power of God. Sundays at 10, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Come and join us in-house or stay connected to us through all of our socials, whether it's my personal or the Faith Church social. Just be a part, follow, and come along on this journey of faith. I'll see you soon. And Pastor Sam, have a great day.